For today's In Touch, I talked to Emily Ferguson, Executive Director of On His Path, a nonprofit located in Wayland. We'll discuss the second annual Fall Fair.
The first one went really well. We're hoping to have a greater turnout this year. I think last year the community thought that maybe it was kind of a private company party that we had going on our lawn. And so we've tried to make a better effort to get the word out to the community members that everyone is welcome to come and participate in the fun. We're hoping to have full lines for our packaging event. We are running four lines for 4 hours. So that should allow us to pack quite a few meals. I believe we just have a few slots available left, but if we had people walk in, we could probably find a job for them to do if they wanted to volunteer. But again, everyone is welcome to come and have some fun along with us and celebrate community volunteer service.
Well, with only a few spots left, sounds like you got the support you needed and wanted for that
right.
event. Well, the Fall Fair, why was this started?
This was something that was begun to try to get the community involved in some volunteer work, specifically to help in the packaging of Kids Against Hunger meals. This was part of an initiative to package 100,000 meals to be sent to developing countries, those in need, in particular to countries in Central America. This will actually be our fourth packaging event that we've held, and we're just about 23,000 meals shy of reaching our 100,000 meal goal.
Was it your intent originally to make this an annual event over there?
We didn't know for sure, but last year the event was so much fun, we thought that it would be a good thing to have be an annual event. This also is good timing for us because in the fall we have a tendency to gather up all of the disability equipment, medical equipment that we've collected throughout the year to fill a container to send to our partners in Guatemala. So wheelchairs, walkers, canes, braces, other disability equipment that we gather throughout the year. We put that on one container and ship it all down at one time, and we did that in the fall last year, and it's good timing for our partners as well. So.
And if someone has a wheelchair or one of those items that you mentioned, can they just give you a call and schedule the time to drop it off?
Yep, they can. They can also drop it off anytime during our business hours, which are from 8 to 5, Monday through Thursday. And if anyone has some disability equipment or medical equipment that they would like to donate, they are welcome to bring that to the Fall Fair.
You mentioned that container. Do you know when you'll be shipping that?
We will be packaging and shipping that on September 26th.
26th. And is it close to filled up by now?
I think we're about halfway there. Now, any room that we still have, we will fill in with these meals that we're packaging on Saturday.
Well, what does this year's event look like? Is there anything new, or you got some returning things?
We have some returning things. We have a couple of new items as well. So, again, we have the Kids Against Hunger food packaging event, and that is from 2 to 6. And we have just a few time slots available for individuals, but for the most part, we are full. We also have some activities that are going to be taking place on the lawn. We have a bounce house. We have an obstacle course and a big slide. Now, the obstacle course and the big slide is for kids of all ages. I think the adults had just as much fun on this stuff last year as the kids. So, again, adults are welcome to come. We also have pony rides that are going to be available for the kids. And last year we had one pony going. It was such a hit that we have two ponies that are going to be here ready to give kids rides. So all of those activities, including the pony rides, are going to be available from 3 to 7 p.m. on Saturday. And we are also having a community appreciation meal that will be served from 5 to 7 p.m.
And this is all going on there at your location in Wayland?
Yes. The address is 604 North Parkway Street. We're in the Industrial Park in Wayland. Everything's going to be set up outside to the west of our building.
Emily, is there anything that you'd like to add about this year's Fall Fair?
No, just again, let everybody know that this is open to the community. We'd love to have everybody come out. We hope we've ordered enough food, but if not, that's okay. We've got ice cream and popcorn that we can offer as well, but I think anybody who shows up will have a real great time. It's a good opportunity to become familiarized with what we do, who we are, and to get started in some community service. event.
That was my conversation with Emily Ferguson, Executive Director of Honest Path. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.